Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Yeah. Just gonna let that music kind of roll in. It's been a while. Have some of that nice smooth jazz. Well, hey, welcome back once again. Today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. Yesterday was the 4th, obviously, but, you know, Star Wars, may the 4th be with you. Well, hey, folks, this is a Hoop Ball presentation. I'm Devin Ellington, at D-A-L-E on Twitter. Hoop Ball Gaming is the proud creator of this podcast. Like I said, we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. And, you know, we do cover sports gambling and handicapping and trying to profit your pockets. There hasn't been a whole lot of that going on lately, obviously. So as of right now, things are a little weird. The climate's a little lukewarm and people are strange. Thank you, Jim Morrison. But the silver lining of this cloud is that there are leagues popping up all over the globe, and they are exciting. I stayed up till about 5 in the morning my time, watching the Korean baseball organization. The NC Dinos took on Samsung. Can't remember their mascot. I'll look that up and get back to you. It was a really good game. Really good pitching. MLB prospect on one side for Samsung. It was a shutout game until I think the 5th or the 6th inning. And then one of the sluggers for the Dinos for NC hit a solo shot to right field to break the tie. And then there's a two-run bomb later on, and then a tack on with some base running at the end of the game for a 4-0 NC Dinos win. The Dinos are actually projected to be one of the favorites to win it all this year. And I tell you what, the KBO does it cool. They do it really neat. The regular season matters. So it's based off the number of wins or points or some odd thing accumulated. And then you determine your playoff standing based off your regular season. Now I know what you're saying. You're saying, Devin, that happens in every sporting event. And I say, yeah, but this is different because if you finish the season with the most wins in the KBO, you're automatically in the finals. So it's pretty cool. Some familiar names. If you like baseball, Tyler Saladino might ring a bell. He was a prospect a few years back. I think he was actually deciding on transitioning between the MLB and the KBO this year. And then fate has it with COVID-19. He stayed over in Korea. And I know way too much about the KBO already. And, man. Anyways, the presentation was good. It's on ESPN, ESPN 2, I believe. They did it really well. The Sunday Night Baseball crew, Carl Ravish, and another member, Pedro, can't remember his last name. But they did it like kind of like what they did with the draft, where it's simulcast. Anywho, we're going to talk about a little bit of stuff here and there. I'm going to dazzle you with some stuff, and we're going to talk about whatever we can scrounge up. The NFL draft was really, really fun. You know, wasn't really put out there that much, but I did do a side little NFL draft broadcast live stream coverage kind of thing, and I really dug into this draft more so than I have with the drafts in the past. That was fun. Did it with some friends here locally in Kansas City. Looking forward to seeing what the draft does to NFL futures. Those are still very well and alive. Nicaraguan baseball. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I won some money on that the other day. Going to start churning out some content on Twitter. I wanted to see how these leagues kind of started developing as far as the crisis. There are no fans in the stands for the Korean and Nicaraguan baseball, Turkish league, you know, soccer is not allowing fans. So, and another thing that's been really exciting is the table tennis. I was live betting on that for 4 hours the other day, just on my PC, just clicking away, watching the momentum of the games, the points, the sets, the matches, remembering some names, and then rolling their momentum through the bracket, through the tournaments. And, yeah, that was pretty fun. Russian and Czech, Slovakian divisions. You know, there's like 6 or 7 different pools. There was like 80 different games on at, you know, 10 in the morning. And then it goes all the way, you know, because there's even Brazilian ones. You know, I was live betting at 1 in the morning. And saying that out loud now, that sounds really ridiculous. Anywho, you know, right now we are not sponsored by anyone. You know, usually we do the MyBookie read at the beginning. But, you know, as times has it right now, that kind of thing is on a standstill. Unless someone wants to step up, you know, if we want to get that rolling. Was thinking about doing like a fundraiser thing. Kind of want to check that out. If anyone knows anything, has any ideas, definitely tweet at any of the profiles associated with this great podcast network. Our main man, Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris on Twitter. So yeah, we have content that's going to start churning a lot here soon, I believe. There's baseball futures and divisional breakdowns that I'm looking forward to. It's weird. Sports disappeared. And then whatever scraps was left, you know, usually I feel like I would have picked those up and ran with them right away. For some reason, and for as strange of a time as it was, I think I neglected those little pieces of what sports there kind of was, including the e-simulated stuff and the gambling that you could do on that. And there was stuff, there was content, you know. There's no reason there shouldn't have been an episode for as long as there has been. And, you know, that's on me, you know. We're looking forward to getting our listeners churned back up, steam pumping. We're going to be rolling here, guys. Some of these seasons are going to be kicking off here soon. NASCAR is doing races. You're going to start to see America look over and see how Korea, Turkey, all these other countries are doing their leagues, see how it goes. And then, you know, roll from there. Baseball, you know, man, it could be a heavy baseball season. Football might get pushed a little bit, but there's always futures and prospects to talk about. Me digging into this draft coverage lately has got me looking at a bunch of stuff down the road. There's always transfer portal names for the NCAA basketball. Y'all tell me what you want me to dig into, really. you know, everyone's got their varying interests. And if there's something that you guys want to hear about more so than some other stuff or what I'm talking about currently or what we may currently be looking to get into. So you let me know. You let us know. But we want to get the steam rolling on this again and get you guys informed on some ways to make some money. And that's what I'm going to be doing for you guys. Once again, I am Devin Ellington at DALE007 on Twitter. And keep your eyes peeled for new episodes of the podcast. We're going to be getting rolling here again here soon, guys. And with that, I bid you adieu. Glad to hear from you again. Hope all is well. Times are weird, but they will get better. Thanks for listening. I'll be in touch. See you next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.